This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Washington ordered the declaration read aloud to the troops. The assembled soldiers just joined an excited crowd running down Broadway. They toppled the statue of King George and melted it into bullets for battle. The faraway king would soon learn a timeless lesson about the people of this majestic land. Americans love our freedom, and no one will ever take it away from us.
This was a exorcism against the New World Order and against the America-hating systems that want to demoralize us. This was a very Christian, very Americana, pure Western Renaissance moment. This was absolutely amazing. I am so honored by it all that we've come this far together, and I know a lot of you are very, very happy right now. This is a big deal.
On this July 4th, we pay special tribute to the military service members who laid down their lives for our nation. We are deeply moved to be in the presence this evening of Gold Star families whose loved ones made the supreme sacrifice. Thank you. Thank you.
What he invoked, what power he called down, versus the globalists and the corporate media spinning and rolling and spitting and hissing in total abject hatred, and the public completely turning against them when they did it. It is a Rosetta Stone.
President Trump's tweeting about it this morning, saying it will be the show of a lifetime. But will it be the show of unity and patriotism, or a show of partisan politics, as a lot of Democratic critics are calling it, with one describing this as a vanity project?
And to make it into what seems to be kind of a combination Trump rally and Kim Jong-un style military parade of hardware and equipment. Presidents don't speak at the 4th of July, and they it's the people's day. It's not the president's day. And he's trying to turn it into something else. And I just think it's awful.
A window into the good and the bad. What an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What an amazing time.
That same American spirit that emboldened our founders has kept us strong throughout our history. To this day, that spirit runs through the veins of every American patriot. It lives on in each and every one of you here today. It is the spirit, daring and defiance, excellence and adventure, courage and confidence, loyalty and love that built this country into the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. And our nation is stronger today than it ever was before. It is its strongest now.
Trump almost broke down crying three times. And you could see him gulping back, never seen his body language. Melania was on fire, like some angelic queen, and was radiating Americana and the love of the country, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they understand that this is literally a ritual of bringing Christianity back into America and love of our nation and love of our people and unity, the exact opposite of what the globalists are saying and what the globalists are doing. And all of the different Christian songs that they played and in invoking God and invoking Christ, and to see that huge, diverse crowd of people out there wanting to come together, wanting to love the good parts of America, and knowing that Trump's pulling troops out of all these countries and trying to stop all these big wars, and has been nominated for a peace prize, which he actually deserves, that's why we then celebrate our military. And all of it because the globalists are trying to divide us, demoralize us, culturally poison us. Americans understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into hour number four. We're going to continue live until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. I really appreciate everybody calling in. Sorry to get to everybody's calls. I apologize. Call back later during the next shows, and I promise you'll go to the head of the line. Really appreciate you holding. I meant to get to you. We just ran out of time. Lee Stranahan has worked for liberal newspapers, conservative newspapers. He is a syndicated radio host out of D.C. I've been on the show many times. He's been on with us many times, and he's a pretty smart guy, and I found a lot of his research is original and very accurate. That doesn't mean that his interpretation and my interpretation might be different sometimes, and I'm also not somebody that tends, when I've worked with somebody, kind of a weakness I have, that I'll then, don't turn a blind eye, but I have to see a lot of evidence before I get really angry at him. That said, once I started listening to some of the things that Lee was saying, it reminded me of a bunch of things that, quite frankly, I'd forgotten. Because I do so much research, look at so much news. I know so much about the Epstein case the last decade that gives me a headache. And then a lot of the stuff he brought up, I'd forgotten, and I went and looked it up, and it was true. Now, clearly, Epstein was working for some branch of intelligence. Foreign intelligence, we're not sure. Mueller, he was working with Mueller. Mueller had him as an informant. He was protecting him. Bill Clinton was the one on the airplane with a bunch of Democrats, some Republicans. I've not seen any evidence of Trump. I'm not just defending Trump. All this Epstein crap was out before I even endorsed Trump. I went and looked it up. So I'm not in some exercise to protect Trump. But what I want to know from Lee Stranahan, and I'm going to have other guests on about this, with different views, we're going to try to suss this out, is who is the media going to try to target with all this? Why did he get busted last week? Why did he get raided when he had been given a pass by the state prosecutors, the local prosecutors, and then given a mild sentence by the U.S. attorneys at that time under George W. Bush and then Obama? Why had all that gone on? I'm not defending the guy that was, you know, the Fed that gave the quasi pass, who's now the head of labor. I'm just saying I don't see him as the villain in all this. I see the people trafficking the kids on the planes, those that were involved. But the media tends to be focusing off on Trump and his cabinet appointment. So I, obviously that's partisanship. It's the same media that tells you nobody was there at the 4th of July rally. It's the same media that says Trump raped all these women. It turns out it's not true. Same media says that just outrageous stuff about me. But what I want to understand is, who are the different cogs in this machine? Because I like Lee Stranahan. I like Mike Cernovich, who's been on the show many times. He's broken a lot of big news. You know, defended me when they've made up lies about me. But I knew that it was Dershowitz. I saw him on Fox News months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, saying I have sued one of Epstein's reported victims because, and Lee's the factoid guy, he has it all in a list in front of him. I'm going from memory here. So correct me if I'm wrong anytime, Lee, just jump in. I'm about to go to you. I have sued this woman to release documents to show I'm not in them. I'm like, great. Then Cernovich and others join that suit. It comes out, and then right away when that information comes out, 3 or 4 days later, Epstein gets grabbed, or 2 or 3 days later. Well, the media took that as if, well, this lawsuit is what triggered Epstein being grabbed off the street, even though there was already great pressure. And it's not about saying who gets credit for it, who doesn't get credit for it. It's about understanding why we've heard in the media that it was what Alan Dershowitz did that caused the raid. Alan Dershowitz has been the lawyer, by the way, we should add, of Jeffrey Epstein. That's why this gives me a headache. There's so many angles. And, you know, the new thing where Ann Coulter's basically saying, this is really suspicious. Alan Dershowitz is saying, well, I was at his house, his 7-story pleasure compound in New York, and an old German woman gave me a massage, not a young girl, and, you know, I had my underwear on. Well, okay. All I'm saying is, what really happened with Epstein? Who do you really work for? And then what's all this corollary stuff with Alan Dershowitz and the media saying that's what triggered this new bust? And then you've got Comey's daughter as the prosecutor. I mean, it gives, like I said, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I know the Clintons are heavily into sex trafficking. I know they're into corruption. I know that's a secret sauce they use as an underworld currency. We've trailblazed that. The specifics, though, of who's who and what's going on, I'm not sure of it. I don't want to misstep or accuse anybody here. So, Stranahan, we're going to break in 4 minutes. Try in this segment the next as quickly as you can to kind of talk about what we do know and why the rollout of all this you think is fishy.
Well, yeah, so let me talk about this for a second, Alex. And I got to say, you're definitely ahead of me in this stuff because this is one of those stories, and you know how it's like. You can only focus on so much, right? This is one of those stories that, to me, at first, was like the Stormy Daniels story in that it's a tawdry story, but it didn't seem that, you know, like it's bad for the Clintons, but I didn't really know much about it, didn't focus on it. Then when I started to look into it after this recent arrest and everything, people were coming to me and they're going, well, the media is cutting out Cernovich. And I think if you do work on a story, you should get credit for it, period. And I've given
Cernovich tons of credit. I'm not here mad because he's gotten a bunch of credit. More power to it.
I'm not either. But when I looked into it, here's what I found. So let's talk about the facts that we know for sure. First off, as you just put up, Acosta, the labor secretary, and this is why I agree with you. I think Acosta is the patsy right now. Let me explain. I'm not trying to justify or anything, but to me, he's the patsy, and here's why. It was reported by no less than the Daily Beast, not exactly a pro-Trump source, that Acosta was told, as you reported also on InfoWars, Acosta was told, leave Epstein alone, he's intelligence. That's what we've been reported, right? Now, if that's the case, that Epstein is intelligence, let's ask ourselves a question. Who else uses, do intelligence agencies want to blackmail people? Of course they do. Do we know for a fact that Epstein had cameras and was videotaping people in this pleasure palace, in these massage rooms? Yes, we know that, too. That is a matter of public record, right? So when you get the intelligence agencies involved, Alex, there's going to be a lot of disinformation and misinformation. And it's not going to be directed at one side. It'll be directed you know how the CIA works, right? They're experts at this. You know how the deep state works. You know how British intelligence works. This is an information campaign. So what I looked into was Cernovich is saying he did this. Let me look into that. Dershowitz is saying this. Let me look into that. And here's what we know for sure. First off, Jeffrey Epstein got a sweetheart deal that you mentioned, and that deal was sealed. Now, did Alan Dershowitz or Mike Cernovich get that deal unsealed? No, they did not. they don't even claim to. What they did was they got involved in the civil suit between one of Epstein's victims and this woman, Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, by the way, let me just do a quick parenthetical. Her father was Robert Maxwell. And, Alex, I think you know who Robert Maxwell is. He is a, all the stories say, an MI6 agent and a Mossad agent who was a big media mogul in Great Britain. That's the father of the girlfriend that Epstein was using to procure women with. His girlfriend 20 years ago when a lot of this stuff was going on. That's her father, Robert Maxwell, who died under mysterious circumstances in 1991.
Sure, so we got spooks crawling out of the walls here. Let's come back and talk about this and what this really means and who Epstein was really working with and how they're going to try to frame Trump and Acosta and others on the other side, and then how Dershowitz ties in.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the 1776 Worldwide Special 34-hour broadcast. Big Censors, Big Tech hopes you won't spread the live links via your email, via your text message. More and more, you can't do it online at Google or YouTube or Twitter or Apple or Facebook because they'll block you. Speaking of that, this has been going on about 30, 40 minutes. Something is technically wrong. Worldwide outage. Thanks for noticing. We're going to fix it up, and we have things back to normal. We've got a little Mark Zuckerberg, even though it's a Twitter, they've still got Mark Zuckerberg as their little, I guess you call it mascot right there. I'm being sarcastic. They'll say he's a robot or an alien. But getting serious, turned out that Mark Zuckerberg has had bots and hundreds of employees tracking people for years that claim he's an alien. I never really thought it until now. We'll talk about that some towards the end of the broadcast, but here's what's serious. Twitter down, site not working for users around the world, started about 45 minutes ago, and some are saying Twitter's showing Trump who's boss, because that's how he communicates, is on Twitter, and Trump, there's been radio silence so far for a press conference or an event, or maybe the whole NSA, big telecoms that Obama put an internet kill switch in, maybe they're showing Twitter who's boss. A very interesting coincidence. Not a lot of stuff's coincidental. Been a long time since Twitter was completely down worldwide. Trump has said that Jack Dorsey's a liar. He said that Jack Dorsey's engaged in criminal activity. He promised to take action against them. And then now Twitter is down worldwide. What do you make of that?
Well, I think one of the things I should point out, Alex, is about the same time that the Twitter outage happened, this social media summit started at the White House, just a mile or so away from where I am. And at the White House, they're having this big social media summit. And, of course, Twitter is a major part of the social media infrastructure in this country. So I find it very interesting. I think we could find, for instance, that it's possible that hackers took down Twitter to call attention to the social media summit or something. But I find that outage very, very interesting as well. So let's talk, but let's make sure, can we go back to the Epstein stuff for a second?
Yes, let's go right back to that.
Yeah, because there's a ton of stuff here, and it does.
That's why you're on. I just am trying to cover up the Epstein stuff by diverting with Twitter down. That's why I personally took Twitter down. I'm not accusing you of that. I'm joking. It's pretty insane, though. What do you think is happening with Twitter? Then we'll get back to Epstein.
Yeah, what do I think of Twitter, right? See, the problem is I've been using Twitter for a long time, and the danger is that I like it. I think it's an important part of, let me just say this. As a journalist, Alex, you know this. Most people who are in the audience don't experience this. You have to be on Twitter if you're a journalist. Because right now, it used to be 15 years ago, people would do press releases if they announced a death or a divorce. Now they do a tweet, right? So literally the way to get news first, you have to go to Twitter. I consider Instagram or Facebook, it can be on it or not. If you're a journalist, you have to be on Twitter. And I'll tell you what they do that really bugs me, Alex. I on one hand, I don't like any form of censorship. So if let's say Roger Stone, our mutual acquaintance, Roger Stone, I'm friends with Roger, and I don't like the fact that they took his account. But what I don't like more is that they erased the account that existed. In other words, if they'd said, hey, Roger, we don't like what you're doing, or Alex, we don't like what you're doing, or whoever. So we're not.
No, instead, it's like burning all the books an author ever wrote. If he gets in trouble for something, now we destroy his whole record so he can now lie about his record.
That's exactly right. So I want to be able to see what you said or what Roger said or whoever, anybody. I want to be able to see what they said, and then I can decide for myself. They've made it much more difficult. You can't use the Twitter search engine to find. And they did it to Roger before a federal indictment came down against him that hinges on, don't forget, Mueller and other media have lied about what he said, that time in the barrel line, right? They misquoted. They put
no, exactly. And I want to get back to Epstein because you're right. This is the big firestorm. The left's acting like they think it's going to bring down Trump. You've got Comey's daughter in there. Are they crazy enough when they're all the known pedophiles to try this on Trump? And then what do you make of the media giving credit to Dershowitz for when he brings out this stuff on a civil suit, not bringing out the stuff that was in the criminal file. Why are you concerned about that?
Well, here's my big concern. I don't know whether Alan Dershowitz is guilty, but I absolutely know this. He's been accused by multiple people separately of knowing about the Epstein situation or participating in it. More than one victim has said Dershowitz knew and Dershowitz was there. Now, I don't make any claim as to whether they're telling the truth or they're false. And he's not been charged. He absolutely is innocent until proven guilty. But I do know that he's on a major PR campaign and that he was trying to get that material in this civil suit, not the criminal suit, released because, A, he's an Epstein, A, because he's been accused, and B, he's an Epstein attorney and an Epstein friend. Now, I also know that an attorney named Mark Randazza is the guy who, and this is on the record, Mark Randazza, he has a blog called Legal Satiricon. He is pro-Dershowitz and has written a blog post that said, I think these are absurd charges. He did that a couple of years ago.
Sure, let me just throw in, Mark Randazza has represented me on like Pepe the Frog. He's a big First Amendment lawyer.
That's right. You know Mark. But, and I'm not knocking it, I know Mark, he is a First Amendment lawyer, he's on all kinds of clients, including Mike Cernovich. And Cernovich said the other night that the way he got involved in the Epstein case was that his lawyer, and by the way, Mark is the lawyer of record, Mike did not file himself. Randazza filed, and again, he's a lawyer, I guess he could have, but Randazza is the one who contacted Mike and said, do you want to get involved in this? So it's not something Mike came up with on his own. Now, that's all fine. And if someone wants to take the position that they think that Alan Dershowitz is innocent, I'm in favor of that. They should feel free to do that. What I don't like is this sort of misinformation where a lot of people think, and Mike has said it, that because he filed, which, again, Randazza did, and Mike has said a lawyer contacted him, that's why it happened. That's why this whole criminal case happened. I don't think so. And I think it's a distraction from, let's go back to the big story. Let's think about this, Alex. If Jeff Epstein is intelligence, as the Daily Beast has reported Acosta was told, this becomes a story. I want you to think about this. How many Americans, Alex, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, left or right, want the U.S. government supporting and protecting child molesters in the name of national security? That is insane.
No, I think 90% are against it. I mean, a good third of Democrats support it. That's their religion. But yeah, 90% of the public would be against the Democrat religion.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And because they don't know about it. So if this Acosta thing that came out in the Daily Beast, and again, that's a mainstream.
But tie this together for me, because when we come back, why it's a big deal that Cernovich did this suit. I'm not saying you're wrong, but like, who do you think's really behind it? What's really going on? Why is the Cernovich thing a big deal that he sued to get documents released?
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final mega accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ali Stranahan got interrupted by my Twitter outage, and so that got us off the rails there, but Twitter is completely down right now. All Trump's big social media summit's unfolding. We're going to be tracking this throughout the evening. We've got 8 different crew members, 3 different reporters, or 4 different reporters on the ground in D.C. So much coming up. The War Room here in about 25 minutes. Lee Stranahan's a syndicated radio host out of D.C. Lee, talk to me like I'm 5 years old, because I saw the 11-minute piece on Periscope, and it made sense. It was interesting, so I wanted to get where you were going. But tell us kind of your summation up front, your opening statement, and then where you're going. Because, okay, Alan Dershowitz was the lawyer. And Ann Coulter sure thinks it's weird. We'll play a clip of her in a moment. For Epstein, said, hey, I wasn't with young girls. I was with an old lady, but I was wearing my underwear. She gave me a massage. Okay, I get it. You know, they have people, they have masseuses come and give massages. I'm not saying he's guilty of pedophilia because he was a lawyer for Epstein. But then you're saying, hey, the media, everybody's giving Cernovich credit because they won their suit to release stuff on one of the victims. They thought to prove that Dershowitz hadn't done anything, fine. I've been accused of a lot of fake stuff, too. I say more power to them. But then how does that tie into the media and what really came out and why the feds really went after Epstein last Friday? So quantify what you think's really going on here, because I'm not smart enough with all the looking at each angle and this and that to know what you're getting at.
Okay, so here's what it is. Alan Dershowitz, 100%, there's no doubt, he is currently doing a PR campaign to say that this victim is lying about him, right? There's no question about that. Now, how's he doing it? He was on The View 2 days ago. Now, he's also using Cernovich, and he's got multiple people. He's friends with Joel Pollack over at Breitbart News, who used to be a research assistant for him. Here's what Alan Dershowitz is doing. He is doing a PR campaign to say this victim of Epstein's is lying about me, Alan Dershowitz. Whether that's true or not, he's doing that PR campaign. And he's doing it, directing it at people on the right. Why people on the right? Because ultimately, and look at Dershowitz since the election, he realizes that it's smart to get Trump on his side. Therefore, if he gets Trump supporters on his side, and again, not saying he's innocent or guilty, saying that's factually true, he wants to get people who are Trump supporters on his side. Why? Because Trump's president. He also wants to get women on his side to have a shadow of a doubt. Maybe Alan Dershowitz didn't do it, you know, and people should be skeptical. But what he's doing, he's a Epstein lawyer who has come out and said, we don't know, but I don't, he said, I don't know what Jeff Epstein's done. And so therefore, that's his position. Okay, that's fine. What I'm suggesting is part of what he's doing is doing a PR campaign to misdirect people. And here's the danger. Let's talk about the danger of this whole thing. First off, as we talked about at the top of the segment, if Epstein is connected to intelligence, Alex, this is the biggest buried story in the country right now, because it means a child molester, convicted child molester, was being backed by intelligence agencies, including, well, let's just stop everything. Acosta said that he was told by somebody, back off. Now, if that's true, that he was told that, here's the obvious next question. Who told you that? Really? You were told to back off on Jeff Epstein? Who told you? I haven't seen anybody in the media asking that question of Acosta. Who told you that? Because Alex, think about this. Let's say he was told that by Robert Mueller. That's gigantic news, right? Let's say he was told that by name anybody. We want to know who it is.
Yeah, we want to know. Well, listen, if you started the interview out, I have Young as your smart guy on here, all the pieces, with, hey, he's obviously works for intelligence agents, you know, maybe the Israelis, you know, the FBI, the U.S. Clearly that's going on. We want to know exactly who he's been protected. Obviously, I agree with you that so far, Alexander Acosta is the scapegoat. He was ordered to do this. The guy got some jail time. I think that's a distraction. They're trying to blame Trump. If they found some evidence, fine. You know, walk the plank, Trump, but we don't see that yet. I was wondering, as you were focusing so much on Alan Dershowitz and then on a journalist who got approached by a lawyer, hey, let's find out what's really in these files. I mean, I see that as being pretty reasonable, unless you've got some other angle that's there. I'm just wondering why the front loading about Alan Dershowitz. I'm not saying it's bad to do that. Alan Dershowitz and, of course, Mike Cernovich.
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about where Alan Dershowitz fits in the political universe. One thing that I've noticed here is that Alan Dershowitz, and again, I'm not somebody who's overly critical of Israel, but I see the role that the Zionist lobby has in this country, at AIPAC and stuff like that. And I've covered, and again, I've worked with Breitbart and stuff like that. So I'm aware of how that goes, but Alan Dershowitz has a purpose in that. He is always brought out as an advocate for the state of Israel. He's brought out there. Now, if in fact, Alex, it turns out that Epstein was a Mossad agent, as multiple reports are suggesting, then is it possible, again, there's a disinformation campaign here, that Dershowitz is part of some general disinformation campaign to make Acosta the patsy? I'm using that term because, of course, Oswald used that. And that's kind of how I see Acosta right now. He's the guy who everybody's focused on. But here's the question. Who told Acosta that this guy was intelligence? And let's find out who that is and say, intelligence for who?
No, I agree. Acosta needs to say who told him to back off.
Yes.
And then he refused to back off and got the bare minimum he could. Because I saw that press conference. You're like, how dare you tell the Justice Department and your agency signed over control 3 years ago when you took over to make sure every family is vetted, that it's actually their kids, and that criminal charges be on smugglers. And Acosta goes, how is that bad? And I'm not just here defending Trump because he appointed Acosta. It's obvious they're trying to crucify this guy.
It is. And like I say, when I see the information that's come out, I just go, and again, you know, as soon as you talk about Zionism or stuff like that, people get freaked out about it. But again, I'm not somebody who's anti-Semitic. I'm not somebody, like I say, who's got a big...
No, I'm not anti-Israel myself, but Israel has a bunch of spy agencies, and they've been caught a bunch doing it in the U.S., and Epstein has all the trappings of being a multiple intelligence agency cutout. We know he was working for Mueller.
And if you look at his connection, such as this guy, Wes Lexer, for instance, he's the guy from Victoria's Secret, The Limited. He's a big billionaire. He was the guy who seems to be Jeffrey Epstein's only client.
Epstein's not really a billionaire. He looks like a classic cutout.
Right. Exactly right. And so what I'm suggesting is, if Alan Dershowitz, who is a advocate for the state of Israel, like almost officially, you know, he's brought out in CNN. If he's covering for a Mossad agent, that's significant, right? In the same way that if he was connected to the CIA and covering for CIA...
Sure, but I mean, give me the Mossad connections, because there might be some, there's some there, but it's admitted that Epstein was an informant to the FBI and Robert Mueller, so why are we going with... I'm not defending Israel, they did it fine. Israel certainly runs sex operatives, that's well known, but what about the FBI?
The FBI is a huge factor in here, and of course they work together. Look, we see this in the Trump-Russia collusion, Alex. Who shows up all the time? British intelligence, right? A certain amount of Israeli intelligence and people connected to Ukraine. The Israeli intelligence is connected to this anti-Putin drive. Because don't forget, they were not...
Well, sure, they're using the State Department money in Ukraine, and they're using that as to muddy and fence what the intelligence agency is doing. I think it's the State Department.
Here's the Mossad connection. Remember, the girlfriend, right there, you're showing it. That arrow is pointing to Gisele Maxwell.
That's Epstein's pimp.
And she, right, exactly right. And she is at the front row of Chelsea Clinton's wedding, front row. Gisele Maxwell's father is Robert Maxwell. There's a book out on Amazon called...
Now, understand, her dad was a famous Israeli spy chief, British spy guy.
Maxwell is alleged to be... Right? Mossad and MI6. He died under mysterious circumstances in 1991.
Okay, right? Lee, this is all I understand. It's good food for thought. But who are they going to blame for Epstein? How are they going to cover up? It's mainly Democrats. What about that time bomb? I really want to focus on that. Okay? And again, I appreciate you coming on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to tell you, my interest has really peaked. I got a call from about more than 10 people that got invitations to the Trump social media summit that's ongoing as we speak at the White House. And there is a lot of media speculation on what's going on, but now we see President Trump delivers remarks at the Presidential Social Media Summit. We're going to post that on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And when Will Johnson takes over here in just about 13 minutes for the War Room, for Owen Schroyer, he is going to be co-hosting. Owen is on the ground in D.C., Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, all of our crews are there, and they're going to have live feeds in as folks come out. But I'm getting some very interesting intel from the inside there. Trump's over an hour past when he was said they were going to start doing some live streaming. So I would imagine you'll see a speech from him for maybe 30 minutes. We'll cover that next hour at Infowars.com/show. We're in the middle of 1776 worldwide special broadcast for the summit that runs through 6 p.m. tomorrow. Remember, Facebook, Google, Twitter, big tech thinks you're an idiot. They think they can shut you up. They hope you don't send out the live link on your email or on your personal text message. They hope you don't do it on Facebook or Twitter. They hope you just sit down and shut up and put up with it. Now, they might censor you on Facebook or Twitter if you send it out, but on your own email, on your own text message, send out Infowars.com/show. And there's an article on the front page of Infowars.com we can put up for TV viewers. And it says, Inside President Trump's Social Media Summit and More in Washington, D.C. So go to Infowars.com. Go to newswars.com, get that page, and send that out. That's how we reach new people. And I know you know that, but remember, they are trying to do everything they can to keep the people from seeing this show and what we do because it scares the hell out of them. Live coverage of President Trump's social media summit from Washington, newswars.com, enforces a team of 8 reporters on the ground in D.C. as part of our special 34-hour broadcast. Let's say a crew of 8. And again, newswars.com doesn't get blocked by the filters as much, so share that live feed off of that page. And I am excited because Trump says he's going to take action. The big tech's about to get it. He always has meetings with them first, hopes they'll back off. Now they haven't backed off. Now he's having meetings with the people that have been victimized. And so now I look for action. Clearly the left has gone completely insane. They are engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, and it's one hell of a time to be alive. Lee Stranahan, just 35,000-foot view on this. As an investigative journalist, he's been studying all the different factoids involved. Clearly, I think what you're getting at is Alan Dershowitz was his lawyer. Alan Dershowitz admits, we'll play the clip in a moment, that he was in his underwear with an old, quote, German woman massaging. Fine. And then you've got another journalist over here whose lawyer, who's friends with Dershowitz, contacts him and says, hey, we ought to do this suit against one of the victims because Dershowitz says it's bull. We need a third party to get this out. And then they get the third party stuff, and it doesn't show Dershowitz in it. And look, I've been falsely accused of stuff, too. So you start seeing everything as a nail when you're a hammer. But also wasn't Epstein's lawyer. But, you know, people deserve lawyers. So I'm not accusing anybody here, but I get your point. Why is everything in the news about Alan Dershowitz and about, oh, my God, he exposed Epstein. Now Epstein's been arrested thanks to Cernovich when, as you pointed out, the FBI raided him because it's all over the news, the cover-up. We've been hammering it. So I just think you're irritated because what's in the media about why this happened isn't a fact. A, is that true? And then B, why then did the FBI raid them last week?
Well, I get mad. First off, I'm not trying to take credit for anything. As I said, I wasn't looking at this story. Then when I started to look at it, some stuff was so obvious to me. Like, for instance, whatever. Again, I'm not saying Alan Dershowitz is guilty of anything, but he's clearly still an advocate for Epstein, right? So, right or wrong, he's an advocate for Epstein. And is out there in public saying stuff, well, we don't really know that this happened or that happened. Second, you've had lawyers. How many of your lawyers have you said, hey, if you want a massage, I'm just saying, that's so Dershowitz is more than a lawyer, right? He's a guy who's getting a massage at Epstein's house.
Yeah, I'm not getting massages with my lawyers.
That's right. It's an odd thing to do. And let me point out the other thing, Alex, especially since you're doing this 1776 event, which is so important. Let me talk about why InfoWars is really important. There's plenty of sites out there that have news. You are one of the few sites, Alex, especially from a pro-liberty viewpoint. Some sites on the left are pretty good about this. 23, you know, Consortium News or whatever. About covering the history of the CIA. You're one of the few sites that's a pro-liberty site who's talked about Project Mockingbird, who's talked about Northwoods, who's talked about all these historical examples going back decades. Now, why do I bring this up? What you know, Alex, and what I know, because we know the history of these intelligence agencies, as soon as you find out the CIA is involved, you need to be very careful because they want to control the information space.
Sure, what you're saying is, why is the media making it Dershowitz on the radar as a good guy, and then we've got over here Acosta as the bad guy? Clearly, the media, whether Dershowitz is involved or not, is trying to make it about Trump.
That's right. And they're also trying to make it about, like, if the result here is Epstein gets another sweetheart deal, basically. People need to really watch this case, because if it's intelligence, you're not going to get the truth. And by the way, nobody should take anything. It's one of those, trust no one.
But obviously, when you say intelligence, it's mafias in the government interfacing with intelligence agencies. Clearly, it was a giant blackmail scheme. That's how the Clintons operate. We know this. It's how the deep state's been operating. It's how the Bushes have been operating. So I don't think there's any doubt that Epstein was kind of a master procure or familiar to organize all of this. The question is, who are the big players on the deep state? I think we already know. So I was getting irritated earlier just saying, why is Alan Dershowitz the focus or any of this? But I get what you're saying is they're using that as a distraction, because clearly that's not why they raided Epstein, because they got this lawsuit info. They already had all other info. Most of that was already in the public. So
let's give an example of who they're not talking about. Have you heard anybody talking about Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico?
No.
On the board of Genie Energy, who's in Epstein's black book. There's not a question in the world. He's on the flight logs. Bill Richardson is a major political player. He is at APCO. APCO Worldwide is a big lobbying company. The guy who's also at APCO, Jonathan Weiner, he's the guy who brought Christopher Steele into this. These are all the players, Alex, that went on the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theory, those lies about that, those people connect, including Maxwell. By the way, you've heard me talk about this guy, Bill Browder. His Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell, was Epstein's girlfriend, procurer. Robert Maxwell was Bill Browder's mentor. All of these people, you mentioned Comey, you mentioned Mueller. It's not an accident.
Well, no, exactly. The classic deep state is to use underage people to set everybody right up. That is the standard deal for corrupt Western intelligence agencies, and it's amazing. In places like China, they just threaten to kill your family. All right, well, it was good talking to you, Elise Stranahan from Fault Lines. Twitter is back up. People can find your info there. Feel free to post any of this you want, my friend. And thanks for coming on. Very informative.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. And again, keep up the great work. You're obviously, you know this. You and the work that your audience is doing is very important in this time of disinformation. So thanks again.
Well, I appreciate you. We don't have all the answers. We're trying to figure it out. I respect you. I think you're a great guy. Coming up, Bill Johnson's going to be hosting the next 3 hours, The War Room. I'll be back tonight. This is a 34-hour emergency, 1776 worldwide broadcast. We have a satellite feed. And we have a WhiteHouse.gov feed. As soon as the president gives a speech at the summit, he's live right now. Okay. Well, let's go out to break with this.
Thank you, Joe. I wouldn't say the greatest, but you know what he was great at? He was always looking at his computer screen. I said, that guy's incredible. So right at the beginning, I said, that's the man. And there was nobody better at that. And I think Hillary had 28 people, and I had Dan. Right?
We've got radio and TV stations that have to take breaks. We're back in 2 minutes. Trump's doing some pleasantries right now, but you'll get to see a lot of the folks that are there. A lot of people didn't say they were going because they knew the media would target them. So this will be great for people watching and more. We've got people inside, outside, everything. We'll have it all. Infowars.com/show. We have the live feeds without us talking. Infowars.com. Will Johnson's coming up in just 2 minutes. We'll go right to this. During the president's speech and questions, then Will Johnson will have a commentary. But please don't forget, store-wide, we've got 25% off, 1776 special, and a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund ourselves. But whatever you do, tell folks about the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. So the War Room with Will Johnson, our whole crew's on the ground in D.C. It's all coming up in T-minus 2 minutes on the live feed of the president. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.